Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for September 24th, 2023 is based on Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10, and Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield, and the sermon is based on our third guiding principle at Resurrection Lutheran Church. We teach and learn God's Word through our Lutheran theology.
A reading from Ephesians. You are dead through the trespasses and sins in which you once lived, following the course of this world, following the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work among those who are disobedient. All of us once lived among them in the passions of our flesh, following the desires of flesh and senses, and we were by nature children of wrath like everyone else. But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised up with him and seated with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the immeasurable richness of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is a gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. Word of God, word of life.
Our second reading comes from Romans in the first chapter. For I am not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God for salvation to everyone who has faith, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed through faith for faith. As it is written, the one who is righteous will live by faith. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Well, grace and peace to you from God, who entered flesh to dwell with us. Amen. Well, this is the third week in our five-week sermon series that is focusing on our core values here of the congregation, our guiding principles. These are the five aspects of the identity of this congregation that make us unique to our calling in the community, and it guides our direction of our ministries. So far, we've covered two guiding principles. All are welcome and invited here. And we are kind and respectful to all. If you missed those past videos or sermons and want to catch up, you can always go back to our Facebook page or our YouTube page and watch those services, or you can listen to just the sermon on the podcast page of our church website. But this week, we are looking at our third guiding principle. We teach and learn God's Word through our Lutheran theology. A big thank you to Steve Poitinger, who is a church council member and shares in this video what this guiding principle means to him in the life of faith and in the church.
Hi, my name is Steve Poitinger, and it is my honor to speak to you today about our third guiding principle. The third guiding principle at Resurrection Lutheran Church is we teach and learn God's Word through our Lutheran theology. How does this speak to me? Two important parts of my faith come to mind that are grounded in this unique Lutheran theology. First and most importantly, Lutheran theology is based on scripture that runs throughout the Old and New Testament that states that I am justified by God's limitless grace and love through faith alone. What does this mean? This means that I am claimed unconditionally. I am loved unconditionally. I am forgiven unconditionally by God through Jesus Christ. It is free. I didn't earn it. You didn't earn it. I don't deserve it. However, it is an incredibly generous gift that allows me to live my life freely because of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. The second thing that comes to mind is every Sunday we celebrate that idea through the celebration of two sacraments. A sacrament is a command given by Jesus that we should do this as part of our faith. The first part that I want you to contemplate is at the beginning of every service after we say our confession. And I have confessed my sin in front of God and you. Pastor Corey will dip his hand into the baptismal font. The baptism is God's claiming of us. It is a gift, again, that is free, that is super generous, and that I don't deserve. The second thing is that when you take communion today, which is the second sacrament we celebrate as Lutherans, listen for the present tense in the wording. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. And the second thing I want you to consider that means so much to me is when I hear those words, you. It speaks directly to me as a claimed, forgiven, and saved child of God. What wonderful words these are. Amen. Peace be with you.
Steve hit the nail right on the head. Our Lutheran theology is grounded in the Word of God, the Bible, and the person of Jesus. And it is viewed through the lens of God's unconditional grace, love, and forgiveness. Now, I just said a whole bunch of churchy words there, all in a row, so let me break down some of them for you. First, theology. What is theology? Theology is the study of the nature of God. It's the practice of trying to put into words what we believe that we understand about the divine, which is something that we can't ever fully grasp, but it is through this practice that we grow closer to God. So Lutheran theology is the practice of looking at the Bible and Jesus through the lens of God's unconditional grace, love, and forgiveness, which are free gifts to us from God. But not all Christian denominations see it the same way. In fact, there are many Christians out there who do not view Scripture in light of God's grace and forgiveness like we do. In fact, even Martin Luther, the namesake of this denomination, didn't always view the Bible through the lens of the free gift of God's grace. See, early in his life, Martin was consumed with worry that even the smallest of unconfessed sins would send him straight to hell. He spent, and this is no lie, about 6 hours a day in the church confessing his sins to the priests. The priest would get upset with him and bothered by him because when he would be done with this marathon confession session, he would be heading back to his room when he would remember something that he forgot to confess, would feel guilty that he sinned for not telling them, and then go back to start all over again. In fact, he was so angry at himself for sinning that he would do extreme measures, like go to bed in winter with the window open and no blanket, or deny himself food, or even began the practice of self-flagellation, which is whipping yourself as punishment for your sins. Needless to say, at that point in his life, Martin was of the belief that he needed to be perfect in order to earn his way into heaven. And if he didn't do enough, he was going to be condemning himself to an eternity of hellfire. But The more that he studied Scripture, the more his views began to change. In fact, the two readings that we have today from Ephesians and Romans are credited as some of the passages that moved his focus from the idea of escaping the wrath of God to embracing the grace of God. It was the Romans text that helped him to realize, as it says in verse 16, that it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who has faith. It is God who works towards our salvation. It is not ours to earn. This realization freed Luther to quit worrying about every little mistake that he made and instead allowed him to focus on how he could live a life of gratitude toward God for this free gift of life eternal. This idea is expanded upon in our Ephesians text. In verses 8 through 10, it says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not your own doing. It is a gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we may walk in them." We are saved by God's free gift of grace through the faith that is given to us through Jesus Christ. And that faith is nurtured when we seek God. And we often seek God in ways like loving our neighbor, in generosity, in reading God's word, in baptism, and in Holy Communion. And since we have received this free gift of salvation, we are now freed to live as God intended us to live, which, as we heard in this Ephesians text, is to do good works in the name of God. Our good works are a response of love to God for the gifts of love, grace, and forgiveness that God first gave us. We don't love our neighbor and do good works to earn our way to heaven. We love our neighbor and do good works because God first loved us and paved the way for us to life eternal. In case you haven't picked up on it yet, the good news in this passage is that our salvation is not something we earn. It's a free gift. And in knowing that, we as Lutherans choose to use that loving gift from God as our lens for how we not only interpret Scripture, but with how we treat our neighbor in whom God resides. As we move forward as church together, here are my questions for you today. Knowing that God gives forgiveness freely to you, is there some shame from your past that God is calling you to let go? And knowing that God gives us grace and love unconditionally, how might each of us use that as our daily lens for how God calls us to live in this world and love our neighbor? Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.